Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. The main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content. If you find something online that you think is pretty interesting, you want to share it with us and our listeners, you can just go to freetalklive.com, click the Submit Show Prep link, and then you can take whatever URL from the web that you think you want to share, and you put it into our site, and it pops up, and then other people can vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked make it to the front page and up toward the top of the website. Many more people get to put their eyes on it. So see what I mean and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. We opened up the show talking about, generally in the first hour, some issues revolving around young people and the government schools. Or maybe another way to put it is young people and their day prisons. Because really, government schools are, well, in many cases, designed by the exact same people that designed the prisons, believe it or not.
Well, I don't know that it entirely matters, but, I mean, think about it. It's an institution where you go. You're not allowed to leave. It used to be that the kids would go away for lunch and stuff like that, but they've often gotten rid of that. Mm-hmm. I imagine there's probably been some incidences that have occurred. You know, you try to leave, they'll come after you. What do you think it is?
It sounds like a prison.
I think it's closer to a
low security prison.
It's a babysitting service for parents.
Well, I mean, some of them they have.
But now they're using
barbed wire on the fence.
I think it's more than anything what they're teaching the kids is obedience to conform and to be obedient, to fit in and not be an individual.
Don't think for yourself. You know, for God's sake, do not think for yourself.
Right. You're certainly on this strict regimen of what you're learning, and it's, it's the same thing. All the kids are learning the exact same thing. For the most part, there's very little variation in that. And it's really just teaching you to conform and to be like everybody else
and
to fit into a role that governments and that powerful, governments and the people that the governments work for is teaching you to fill certain roles for them so that you can be a cog in that machine that they need you to perform.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. In fact, speaking of the cog in the machine, filling those roles, I think it was John Taylor Gatto, who was the New York State Teacher of the Year for... Maybe it was more than 1 year. I don't know. But he was, awarded.
1 year named. It's a huge achievement.
Yeah. And he has been speaking out for a long time against the government school system and revealing it for what it really is, which is exactly what Dale just pointed out. And that is that, it's a system that is designed to create unthinking, not so critical people who can fill a role. Like they're educated enough to where they can run a cash register or whatever. I mean, whatever the job is that they need to do, but they're not educated enough to step outside of the rat race to become entrepreneurial, to take risks.
It's different to learn things than it is to learn critical thinking. So, I mean, one thing that the public school doesn't want you to learn is critical thinking. Because if you learn critical thinking, you're going to ask questions about, the public school system, the government system, people, your employer. Really, largely, what they want, those that are in power, those that have set up systems like this, they want people to do what they're told. Whether it's an employee, whether it's a citizen, whatever it is, do what you're told. Don't think about it. If you think about it, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, you're
worker
trouble,
bees.
Then.
Worker bees.
Worker bees.
Yeah, pretty much. So there's more kind of related story. Mark, you're going to tell us about a young man and a football jersey here in a moment, what happened to him at school because of that. But first, to the phones and your thoughts. You're certainly welcome to share them, your school experiences, maybe as a student or teacher or as a parent. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Brian, calling from his living room. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Are there three of you guys?
Yes.
Tonight there are.
All right. I'm hoping I could have a little discussion with you for a couple minutes. Maybe you have a lot of stuff to do, but you were kind of short with the callers before, and I was trying to have some dialogue with you guys to really comprehend maybe where you're coming from, because I'm not sure if I'm pretty sure I disagree on some fundamental things.
Okay. All right.
But,
what part? Go ahead.
I agree with you guys on a lot, and then you go off on stuff. Okay, you in the last segment were referring to, and even in this segment, when you guys recently just said something about the system that they've set up, I think was somebody said. And yeah. The last segment was, there was some dialogue of condemning this mother because she, you know, didn't send her child to daycare enough.
Huh? What?
I think is aberrant that she
We
was,
did not condemn this mother
no,
at all.
No, you didn't. You didn't. She was in allegedly in a court of law, right?
Last segment, for those that were not tuned in, a mother has been put in a jail cell because her son missed 9 days of school.
Right. I'm sorry, I meant daycare like you guys were referring to it. It is. Unfortunately, it has come to that.
Public school is basically free daycare for taxpayers.
Right.
And taxpayers.
But what my contention was is that you guys seemed to be suggesting that that was the fault of the Republican form of government that we're supposed to, I guess, have guaranteed, and the police state that's really been amongst us for decades. So I just want to make
I don't think
I
anybody mentioned any kind of Republic comment or anything like that. This is, as you pointed out, a police state.
It's whatever what we have, you can call it what you want.
Yeah, some would call it a democracy, some would call it a republic. I think that's, you know, really it's irrelevant. What matters is that there are men and women who are seeking power over others. That's the issue here, and they are wielding power over others, people who are peaceful, like this woman who, you know, did not harm anybody. She did not cause, you know, any damage to anyone, and she was put in a cage.
Right, but, I agree with what you said, but, you know, allegedly, you know, words on paper only, but those words on paper are supposed to, you know, protect our rights of, say, due process, which
she's
clearly deprived of. Words on paper, you know, like state and federal constitutions.
Okay. Well, she was given her due process. She pled out, right?
No, she didn't plea out. She did not go to court and was then sentenced to paying fines, and she did not pay the fines.
So what's not due process about that?
Well, if she could have been taken and imprisoned, there should have been a criminal problem, right?
Well, she was given her trial. She didn't go to it. What do you do with somebody that you don't do? You issue a bench who doesn't show up. You issue a bench warrant, right?
Right. Well, here's
the point that I'd like to make. You have the republic that you're talking about. We have it today. This is the government that the Constitution brought us to. This is it. You know what it looks like. You know what the government the Constitution brings because we have it today.
That's not a constitutionally valid event.
That's your interpretation.
Do you see the Constitution in it gives appellate jurisdiction to the Supreme Court? Is that correct?
Yes.
Answer yes. Okay.
Well, the state was probably the party in the first place, so they would be anyway.
It doesn't matter that the appellate jurisdiction of the Constitution of the United States belongs to the Supreme Court. What that means is if the Constitution said that the sky is plaid, then the sky is plaid, okay? Until the Supreme Court says, oh no, plaid means chartreuse. At which point the sky then becomes chartreuse. Because the Supreme Court said it. Now you can read it and it says plaid, but it's actually chartreuse. Because the Supreme Court gets to interpret the Constitution and you don't matter.
And you can stomp your feet all you want about your... You can stomp your feet about what you believe the Constitution means, and you might actually be right as opposed to, you know, what they say, but it doesn't matter what you and I think about it. It matters what they say, and it matters what the men with guns are willing to do to back them up.
All right, well, you know, you're also speaking to the fact that we have pretty much two things that I perceive to kind of convince people that a particular path might be better, and that would be reason or force, right? Do we have other choices?
Those are good ones.
Yeah, I like reason. I like persuasion.
Right, but do we have other? But then reason or choice, or reason or force?
That's pretty much.
I can't think of anything.
I think you're misdirecting here. I think you're redirecting away from the constitutional, situation. But let's go.
It's fine. Yeah.
No. Because she did not have to. Well, actually, maybe she did. Was she under compelled performance? Did she already contract with that entity?
Well, no one contracts, sir.
I'm sure she signed a piece of paper in order to go to that school, right?
Nobody contracts knowingly with a meeting of the minds with the government. It's very rare that happens.
Who would sign a contract that says, oh, yeah, throw me in jail?
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Anytime you sign something with the state, it's very unlikely that you are aware of all of the rules that they're going to enforce upon you. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features you'll find there. Free listening options, we've got them. Live streams around the clock. Latest episode of Free Talk Live airing 24/7. Plus, you can listen in broadband or dial-up. Plus, in addition to that, you've got the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. All of that is free for you, unless, of course, you have to pay for long distance, in which case you'd be paying for long distance. But otherwise, it's a free call. It doesn't cost anything to use the service. The details are there at listen.freetalklive.com. You'll also learn about our webcam and, in addition to that, our free satellite channel, and our 93 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show. And by the way, just got a new agreement from a radio station today. I can't say which one, but it's coming soon. We'll let you know. Got a brand new one starting up on Saturday in one of the Dakotas. We'll tell you more about that. All right, so 800-259-9231. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in. And by the way, I mentioned the webcam. That's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
Yeah, Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They have customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. It's in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, let's continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. And ladies come first, so let's talk to Chloe, listening in Arizona. Chloe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, welcome. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I when you were talking about schools not teaching critical thinking, it sort of triggered back memories when I was in high school, and anytime I tried to do something outside of the guidelines of what we were supposed to learn, I was actually sort of belittled or actually scolded for not staying within those guidelines. A lot of times you think about what you learned in history class. Well, you were just sitting there trying to learn the dates and regurgitate them for the test, not necessarily thinking about why certain historical events happened and what were the triggers. And it seems like a lot of that is missing in our schools today, and it's been missing for a very long time. And oftentimes when I've talked to people about why there's a lack of critical thinking, I've had some folks tell me that it all harkens back to the fact that our school system was set up as a factory, and again, during the 1930s to 1950s, trying to set up a system that was like a factory so that when kids graduated, they could go work at factories. If you look at everything from the whistleblowing to the structured day, it's all tied to teach you how to work in a factory setting, which obviously doesn't fit into our world anymore.
No, certainly not. And it's typical of the government to be so behind the times as far as the economy has advanced significantly, well, and government school is still as is.
Think about the school year for a second. It's designed around harvest. So the kids are off during the summer. At least this is what I've been told. I don't know that.
I've heard this too.
I heard harvest was in the winter. Maybe it requires more work during the summer. I don't know. Maybe it's not harvest that you do the most amount of work. But as I understand, the school year is based around the agrarian lifestyle.
They needed the kids helping out around the farm, especially in the summer. That's when
here in Arizona, the reason we're not in school during the summer is because of the high electric bills. So that's how we get away from it. It's better for the parents to pay for the high electric bills in their house, cooling the house for their kids, than it is for the state to be doing that.
During the summer, that makes some sense. You'd think they do the opposite up here in New England, but they don't.
Well, again, it's just the government has no incentive to innovate. The government has no incentive to come up with new ideas as society develops around it. It's still building roads out of the same old crap it's been building roads out of, and it's still doing schooling the same old way it's been doing schooling for decades upon decades. And people can go to johntaylorgatto.com to learn more about the man we talked about earlier. And Chloe, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I think it's very important for the libertarian community to really start thinking about the next generation. And I know at least my husband and I are planning on homeschooling our kids, and I would encourage others to start thinking about that path as well.
It's certainly an interesting path, and it will almost always results in your children being far better educated, especially there's also the unschooling option where you just kind of let them decide on what they want to learn and let them pursue what they're interested in. And one of the things that we were talking about at dinner tonight was, as I mentioned earlier, we were meeting up with some locals, people that have just moved here actually from Hawaii as part of the Free State Project. They had a young child, Mark, by about 2 years old. Yours mm-hmm. is almost coming up on three.
Actually, his was, just a little over two, and mine's just a little under three.
Yeah, and so, you know, these are two young people that are likely going to be homeschooled, and it's nice to be here in New Hampshire where you've got other people that are also interested in homeschooling to get together and do things like homeschooling groups, which can result in different parents with different expertise maybe being available to the kids to, you know, teach them something about what it is that they do or what they're experts at. And,
you know, there's
field trips.
There are a lot of tools out there. Whether, you know, parents are great. Some other parents in other school groups is great. But there's a lot of tools out there, a lot of curriculum. And mostly what you need to teach kids is how to do basic math, how to read, and then after that they can kind of figure it out on their own what it is that they want to learn and what they don't want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of the stuff that you learned in high school, I don't use on a daily basis. I'm not saying that it's not valuable that I learned some stuff in biology, but you know, whether or not somebody knows that isn't going to indicate whether they're going to be successful in life or not.
Ultimately, what you want kids to know is how to problem solve.
Yep.
And I think that's the other key element that's missing in a lot of people in today's society is that they have a problem. How do you go about solving the issue? What are the resources that you need? And again, if the schools aren't teaching that, then parents really need to step up and teach their kids as well. We talk about return on investment. How much time and effort are people investing in their kids? We know the school system isn't doing it. It's up to that individual responsibility to step up and fill that gap that the school system isn't taking care of.
No doubt about it. I'm curious, Chloe. I know that that you and Nick are Nick's your husband, and you guys the folks that do the Cop Block podcast, which is really great stuff. It's a once a week podcast that kind of fills folks in on what's going on with corrupt cops and some of the just the madness surrounding the police state. You guys have been doing that for a little while. Of course, we're airing those over at LRN.FM. Are you guys planning on coming up to New Hampshire maybe to check out the Pork Fest?
Definitely. We have our tickets for Pork Fest.
Great.
We plan on going up there and participating in a lot of the activities at the Agarest Valley. So we're getting ready to display and hopefully sell some of our wares. So we're definitely excited about that and hopefully doing some Cop Block podcasts while we're on the road.
That is fantastic. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Lots of homeschooling types are going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Are they ever?
So 800-259-9231. And there's just a whole track of stuff to do with kids and get the kids involved and families and doing, you know, meeting up. There's like a potluck thing and all kinds of stuff. I haven't even seen the list of the rundown. I know they're working hard on that. And there's somebody that's coordinating the whole family section of Porkfest.
Yep.
So you can go to porkfest.com to learn more about that. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on that site free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. You'll get stuff like archives. Maybe you've missed a moment of the show. Just click and download. It's right there on the front page of the website, right there at the top. You get the last week's worth, and then you click into the archive section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. So get on over to freetalklive.com and grab as many of those archives as you want. And remember, the archives are brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that web portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll get your first month of hosting completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, we're going to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, we'll also let you know about the young man and his football jersey and what happened to him at government school, since we've kind of been on the government school's kick here so far tonight. But first, we go to McFall, listening in Pennsylvania on the Amp Lines. Hello, McFall.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Last night, you had JJ, I believe, was your co-host.
That's correct.
And he described himself as an anarchist to somebody who called in towards the end of the show, and that prompted a discussion about the advantages and disadvantages of self-describing as anarchists.
Yes, the inevitable discussion that we've had so many times in this program.
Yeah, Well, I'm familiar with your position about it. For those who didn't listen last night, basically it's a negative position that you're against something and you'd rather describe yourself as for something. And there's also the kind of iconoclasm and the image associated with it of bearded people throwing round bombs with fuses coming out of the top and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, there's a pop culture understanding around what an anarchist is, and even if that is incorrect, it is widely held, and attempting to combat that, I think, is an effort in futility.
Well, I kind of agree that you can't really combat the popular image of it, but in my personal life, here's what I've run into. Somebody asks me what I believe, and the deeper we go, the more, the more against government I appear. And no matter how pro-liberty or pro-whatever I describe myself, I always end up with them saying to me, well, boy, you sound like an anarchist. Mm-hmm. And then what am I supposed to say there?
Well, I guess I'm an anarchist. I'm not an anarchist. I wouldn't describe myself in that manner, and I think it's inaccurate. An anarchist is a person who doesn't believe that there should be any rules or rulers. I'm of the opinion that people should be able to just...
technically, it's not no rulers, right?
Right. Well, I'm not talking about technical.
Right.
I'm not, the technical definition of things isn't what you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a technical definition, then you shouldn't be talking to amateurs. When you're talking to amateurs, you have to talk their language.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk to them without the use of labels? Because that's the problem with labels, is that everyone is, they tend to have different meanings to different people.
I don't mind using a label. I don't mind using a label like voluntarist, because then, maybe they'll go out and learn something about it, or they won't have any preconceived notions about it. I think labels can do what you're saying, Dale, but on the other hand, if you've got a label that's unfamiliar.
I used the label voluntarist, and some guy said, well, don't you think people ought to get paid for the work they do?
That's one of the problems with it.
It does have a problem, but it's not nearly as big as the problem, as far as I'm concerned, that goes along with anarchist or anarcho-capitalist.
Right, better than someone thinking you are.
What caught me, the thing about it was, we had a conversation for a long period of time, and I thought he got what I was saying. Because I tried to explain, it's about peace. It's about not using violence to coerce people. It's that all interactions are voluntary. And when you say all interactions are voluntary, then people immediately think of volunteer work.
Yeah.
And that means you're not getting paid. And so that has a connotation attached to it. I didn't think of this as I was talking to him. And he made a comment right at the end, right before he walked away, and I realized, oh, my God, he totally misunderstood everything I just said to him.
Hmm. Well, it's better than him thinking you're a violent bomb thrower, I suppose.
Yeah, now he thinks I'm a socialist that doesn't believe in money. I don't know.
So go ahead, McFall.
So I agree with Dale that avoiding labels, or at least not immediately applying a label to yourself, is important. But what I've noticed is that if I don't describe myself with a label, then there's no reason for me to be afraid of using the word, because if I describe what I believe and find that we have a lot of common ground, and that somebody that knows me and trusts me, or somebody that that we have a good relationship with each other, then when I say I'm an anarchist, it's not like they back away in fear. It's like their eyebrows go up and they say, well, don't you believe in order? And I say, yeah.
And that's a very good point. Yeah,
right.
I mean, describe yourself first before you apply any labels, and then when you do apply a label, you've already dispelled a lot of the attachment to the word.
Right. I have less of a problem with a person who isn't on the radio or doesn't have some kind of venue from which they preach, whether it's a blog or YouTube channel or whatever it is. Those people that are talking to people that cannot communicate back to them, that there is no response to. If you're looking somebody in the eye and you know this person, you've communicated with them on a regular basis, they do not think you're insane already. And
exactly.
Then you decide to use this term anarchist, which I think is inaccurate, and I think it's a poor term, and it doesn't describe what I think or feel. But if you decide to use that term, I can see why you do it. But I don't think it's the accurate term. I think that it is a misrepresentation, because it doesn't mean that to people. It means something else. There are anarchists out there. The people who wrote the Zeitgeist movie Ta-da! They're anarchists. Those people believe that society should be reformed into cities that are, you know, 50,000 people in concentric circles, that we should do away with money, that I and my, you know, commune should trade seven-grain bread into you and your commune for your brown eggs.
Well, I don't know if they would be described as anarchists, Mark. You're talking about the
that's what anarchists
anarchist
think.
Is a broad term.
It is a very broad term.
And so it really encompasses so much that you really, there's no point in saying it because you have to keep talking anyway. You have to then clarify, well,
what kind of an anarchist? What do you mean by that?
Weren't the anarchists in Spain, what, Patagonia or something, that were over there for a couple of years, didn't they go without money until everybody was starving to death? If you don't have a medium of exchange, everybody dies.
I mean, yeah, I mean, money is a good tool, and it's silly to go without it. But the thing is, if you say anarchist, it is a broad term. You still have to clarify where you're from and everything. But another part of it is that anarchist is it is expressing something that you don't believe in, and that's not necessarily a very good persuasive tool, because obviously positive messages are more persuasive than negative ones. But it is accurate, because in the sense of, it's just like saying, well, if you say to someone you're an atheist, that is, you're talking about something in a world where most people have a religion. And it's almost a given that everyone has some kind of religion. And if you say, no, I just don't believe in religion. Well, what is the atheist religion then? No. It's the lack of religion. It's the lack of religion. No, well, you know, it's going to take a while to process that. It is the meaning.
I'm not an atheist.
The word,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not either. But I'm just saying that the meaning of.
But I don't think that makes any sense.
But the point is, atheism is a lack of something. It's a lack of something that most people have. Like, most people have a belief in something, and you're saying, I don't have one of those beliefs. And so that's what it means. So, it's not. And then, but the temptation in a world where most people have some kind of religion is to figure out what your religion is.
But to call yourself I see where you're coming from, and I understand, and I agree.
And that's why we say anarchist. Well, it's just the lack of a certain thing.
But the problem is, the atheist is pretty well defined. That's the, you know, not believing in theism, not believing in a
now
deity
it is. If you said
sort.
You were atheist at a certain point, people would thought you were a devil worshiper or something. They're like, why have you rejected God? Like, I don't believe in God. How can I reject him?
Well, that may be true based on, you know, the ignorance of the people you're talking to, and certainly we're still talking about people that are ignorant of the term anarchist. But at the same time, at least with atheists, you don't have other atheists going out there starting churches and having, you know, doing things. Like with anarchists, you've got people going around advocating for their own government, just not the current government.
Your suggestion here is that the people that are defining themselves as anarchists get to define the word anarchist, and I would disagree. I think a word is described by the common usage of it.
I didn't
suggest
that.
You were saying that the technical term, that they were ignorant, the people using the term were ignorant, and that's not so. People using the term are right. Anarchists are wrong.
More coming up here. Thanks, McFall. It's Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, maybe you like the fact that we give you the website for free and you want to, you know, give a little back, you're certainly welcome to do so, and you don't have to do anything really that different. You're probably going to shop over at Amazon. I mean, it's the world's largest internet retailer. They sell virtually anything you can think of, dozens of categories. But the one thing that we ask that you do is start your shopping at Amazon through our affiliate links. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com to get access. Whether you're in the U.S., in Canada, in Germany, or in the U.K., you can shop through Amazon, and a portion of the sale will go to Free Talk Live if you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. So do that. Shop.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls about anything you want. 800-259-9231. Back to the issue of schools and just the madness of their policies, zero tolerance, etc. This one's not even zero tolerance, Mark. This one's just stupid.
It certainly is. This is, it's kind of old. It's not the newest story. This was from January the 14th, so it's a couple of weeks old. And this was back when the Seattle Seahawks were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. And this story is about a boy who wore a Steelers jersey to school, and he got sent home. It's from SeattlePI.com out of Tacoma, Washington. A 13-year-old student at Tacoma's Truman Middle School just wanted to show his team spirit when he wore a Pittsburgh Steelers jersey to his school's Seahawks Appreciation Day on Friday. School administrators sent Grendon Bailey home, saying his choice of clothing was inappropriate and that Seahawks t-shirts or colors were the only exception outside of the school's uniform, normal school uniform strict dress code. So you could wear Seattle Seahawk wear.
Incredible.
You could wear your uniform, but you can't wear Steelers wear.
Wow.
So he said that the seventh grader says he feels it was unfair to the school to single him out for punishment simply because he and his family are Steelers fans and not Seahawks fans. Not everyone's a Seahawks fan, so if they got to wear their team stuff, then I should too, says Grindon. But the school district says Grindon
right.
and all other students were warned on Thursday that anyone who didn't want to wear a Seahawks colors should wear their normal school uniform, which is limited to certain styles and colors of clothing. So they, because they were
you'll
warned,
comply.
Because they were warned of a stupid and unfair rule, then it's okay.
Apparently.
So, in fact, Grindon admits that he specifically asked the school's vice principal the day before if he could wear a Steelers jersey, and was told that he could not because it was Seahawks Spirit Day.
That's insubordination, son.
This boy came in a different color, a different team.
May as well
team.
Just come up to school in commie code.
He was asked if he didn't want to participate in the Seahawks Colors Day, then he could wear his uniform, said the Tacoma
Disgusting.
School District spokesperson Stacy Flores, who somehow manages to sleep every single night. Grindon's dad, Staunton B. Bailey Sr., says that
this is important. It's teaching kids that they need to conform.
It's crazy. He says his son and the whole family are diehard Pittsburgh Steelers fans, and his son felt that he should be able to show his team spirit like the other students at his school. I didn't force him to do it. I said I'd stand behind him if he wanted to do it. And this morning I gave him the choice, Staunton said. He said that, what do you want to do? What do you want to wear? I'm wearing my Steelers stuff, is what he said. Grindon's dad also said he'd sent his son to school with a note explaining the boy's decision so he would not get in trouble, but school officials refused to even read it. He was immediately told that he had to leave and change his clothes or face an in-school suspension for the day.
And what did he do?
Grindon said his dad picked him up at school after the officials refused to let him attend the classes in the Steeler regalia. The Pittsburgh Steelers are facing the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC playoffs this weekend. So I imagine that the Baileys here are feeling a little bit better because, well, the Steelers are in the Super Bowl and the Seattle Seahawks are sitting at home watching it on a big screen TV.
Eat it, douchebags!
Right, you know. But this is just so dumb.
It's ridiculous.
It's just retarded.
It's ridiculous, yeah. I started to say retarded, but then I was like, oh, I'm going to offend somebody.
Yeah.
I still do that, though. I just, like, reflexively say retarded.
Sure. Yeah, well, that's a gay habit you've got.
Is it? Okay.
1-800-259-9231. It is dumb. You're right. Now, zero tolerance is pretty dumb, too. And this is like taking dumb to another level of absurdity. Now, by the way, I don't like the idea of having school uniforms either. I think that clearly, this is a great example of how the school uniform has led to total dependency on this idea of uniformity. And, you know, if you break from the ranks and wear a Steelers jersey, then you're a problem child.
I don't have a problem with school uniforms. I don't have a problem with school uniforms. The problem I have is with public school. So if a school wants to have uniforms, fine. If a school doesn't want to have uniforms,
well, if it's a private school, right? I mean, then you've chosen to go to a school with uniforms. Otherwise, it's been forced upon you.
You've chosen to send your kid there. I don't think your kid really necessarily chooses the nature of being a kid.
And as we pointed out, private schools are public schools mostly because they're under
similar.
So much regulation that they, you know, they have to conform to so many things that public schools do that they're practically public schools anyway.
So personally, from my standpoint, I probably wouldn't go with the uniform situation simply because I want my child to be able to grow into what he wants to grow into. And I think that that requires a certain level of liberalness around how they conduct themselves and what they wear and things like that. I can tell you that I'll give him my opinion on the clothes that he's going to wear.
No buttless chaps to school?
Right. Like, you know,
okay.
Gotta say, I'm an ethnic conservative, right?
Hey,
I got a real
dude,
problem.
Dude, I wouldn't let my kid wear buttless chaps to school, okay? I don't know what you think of me, but...
I'm not saying
I'll never wear them, but, you know...
He can wear them. He just has to be 18 years old or older. So, you know, I think I would allow a certain level of experimentation in the area of wearing clothes. Where else does a kid get, exposure, public exposure? You know, I can't imagine taking them to the mall. Maybe he would want to do that. Going to the mall and hanging out with friends, will that even exist in 20 years? 15
I don't know.
Years?
That's a good question.
It's dying now.
Malls really are dying all over the place.
malls, the retail shopping in malls is down double digits.
Are you crazy to go and buy things at the mall? They're so expensive.
The only things left there are jewelry stores.
So your thoughts are
what appear
welcome.
To be 15-year-old prostitutes.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, I tend to agree with you, Mark. It's the government schools that are the main problem here. And just look at the levels of absurdity they have gone to. They are charging teenagers, charging children. 7-year-old, earlier tonight, a 7-year-old charged with a misdemeanor all across Texas. Children as young as 4, 5, and 6 years old, and as old as, you know, 17, charged with criminal action around their school system in the state of Texas. New Jersey charging kids with criminal acts. And now this, where you can't wear a Steelers jersey on a school day where it's devoted to football? It's just so crazy. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of these airwaves. In other news, New York City is back at it. You thought they'd banned smoking from just about everywhere. Well, apparently there are a few more places to go, including city parks, beaches, and all pedestrian plazas. CBS New York reporting that smokers have just one message for Mayor Michael Bloomberg and city council members. Butt out of our business. We're outside. We should have the freedom to smoke, according to City Hall Park smoker Harvey Forbes. By a vote of 36-11 on Wednesday, the city council approved a bill to ban smoking in all city parks. And we'll tell you more about it here in a little bit, but let's talk to Joe, listening in Indy to WXNT. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Joe. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, man, it's that whole uniform thing, man. Don't, you know, every time I think about school uniforms, I just can't erase the image of the Hitler Youth and, you know, like the Chinese Communists. You know,
yeah, all wearing the same color, all lined up.
Yeah, and their little elementary school kids doing that slanted Sieg Heil, you know, that hands of the ends of the forehead.
You know, there's an interesting picture of the Pledge of Allegiance was created by a National Socialist here in the United States.
Christian Socialist, but yeah.
Okay, whatever. This guy created the salute to the flag, and that salute was very similar to the Nazi salute. And it's interesting. There are pictures of American children not wearing uniforms standing in their classroom with the big straight-armed Roman salute.
Yeah, it's the Roman salute. Yeah.
at the flag, and it's disturbing. It was only after World War II or whatever that they changed this over to the hand over the heart thing.
Are you serious?
I wouldn't tell you a lie.
Absolutely the truth. You know what, Joe, I don't know if you had enough time. You're certainly welcome to hang through the news if you'd like. Yeah. Hang on, we'll bring you back.
Do a Google image search for...
Rex Curry's got it. I think it's rexcurry.net.
Rexcurry.net.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of those pictures. He is... it's kind of a weird website. I mean, it's put together like 1996 style, but
hey,
he's got the pictures.
You know, it's a picture, right?
More coming up. You take control. Hour 3 is on the way. And bring up anything. I'm not seeing it there now. Anyway, they're out there. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.